Now, the Magpies going pretty well, just like James Sicily, Evan. I'm looking at Jordan Lewis. James Sicily on the weekend. The Magpies going beautifully and had a big couple of moments on the weekend. Steel side bottom suited up for game number 300. Didn't end well for Big Steel. But Macy Cox suited up for game number 100. Unlikely as it might have looked many moons ago. 100 games in the black and white. Two snags as part of the Magpies' 35-point win over the Kangaroos. And the big man joins us this morning on the line. Mace, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us, mate. How was the morning after the night before?
It's good. I'm usually sleeping in, so I'm doing a massive favour for y'all. But no, I'm kidding. I'm in bed still. So this is the beauty of doing interviews over the phone.
Are you seriously in bed?
Yeah, I'm cruising, man. How good is this?
How big's the bed?
Oh, dude, California King, bro.
Now, it's been a lot talked about you, not just this week, but for the last couple of years, but certainly this week and the build-up to this little accolade coming for your 100th game. Now that you've had a chance to play it, absorb it, reflect on it, what does it mean to you to play 100 games in this competition when 6 years ago, whatever it was, you had no idea who we were?
Yeah, 9 years ago. I think it was quicker, but it's crazy, man. It's been a great week looking back on the career so far. Yeah, I've had a million text messages and everything else, as you can imagine. And it's pretty amazing to have the family here for the 100th game. They've been here for all the big moments of my career. So, it's, to have them fly over from the United States and get to be there last night was, pretty special.
Yeah, and you've come along some. You always talk about that prelim against the Tigers. And I remember you referencing that a couple of weeks ago when you played out of your socks as well. And Craig McRae talking about that post-game. But do you think your best footy is in front of you still?
I'd like to hope. whether or not it is, we'll see. But I think the way we're playing this team, definitely helps when we have such a successful team and players that are willing to play for their role within the team. It's a good place to be at the moment. So I'll stick around as long as they are willing to have me, and if I start playing better, then so be it.
Mason, milestone games are always a nice time to reflect, whether that be your family's chance to reflect or you as a player. When you see you run out for your 100th game, do you ever cast your mind back to when you started and then you have the realisation that maybe you tried to fake it before you, mate? You just did, because you just didn't grow up with the game. You didn't know the intricacies of the game. So to get to this point, to reach 100 games and reflect on how far you've come, it must be a proud moment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely faked it till I make it, I guess. If you put it that way, it's still learning the rules at times. I just found out the other day, it's a throw-in or behind when it hits the outside post. So, there's a few things I'm still figuring out. But, rolling up to the banner and going into the 100th game is pretty cool. I think someone made a joke as we walked in with the banner out saying it was life-size. So, there's a big photo of me on the side. So, no, it's good, and it's been an incredible week. But I think Steel with 300 games and the fourth player in Hollywood to ever play that is pretty incredible too. And unfortunately, he couldn't see out the rest of the game. But what he's done in his career is a credit to him, and I'm sure he celebrated it last night pretty well.
Don't worry about him. He's got plenty of people talking about him. We'll just talk about you.
Yeah. I mean, for anyone, and anyone who's travelled to America, been lucky enough to travel to America, a lot of Americans have never been here because it's so far away. They think it's impossible to get on a flight for 18 hours and go to a foreign country. Now, you've moved here, and it's clearly a different way of living. What have you loved about the Australian lifestyle that the American lifestyle didn't offer?
I think the biggest thing is, people work to live, don't live to work. And I think, I talk to people all the time, what's the culture like in Melbourne? And, that cafe culture of just sitting down, having a chat with someone else and checking in on them. And, once 4 or 5 o'clock rolls around, everyone's at the pub having a beer. And, you take the whole month of essentially December and January off and you have these...
You're paying us to be lazy there. Bastards.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, I'm all for that. I mean, if you're going to take a holiday for a grand final and then also a horse race, I mean, you can't really tell me I'm wrong.
That's fair.
The culture here is pretty amazing, and it's an amazing, spots to go see around Victoria and Australia. And because it's so isolated, I think a lot of people kind of, probably put it on the back burner as far as places to see. And, it's tough to get over here and we only have 2 weeks off a year. So, I try to get as many friends out, but it's a rare occurrence whenever people from America come out of here.
Yeah, and we saw your parents on the telecast last night. What have you got? How long are they in town for? And what have you got planned? You speak about things that Americans should tick off while they're here.
Yeah, they've been here like 9 times, so they've seen everything.
Oh, right. They've basically got their visas.
Melbourne, like 10 times over. they'll be here. Mom and Dad will be here till King's birthday in that game. And then the two brothers and the brother's fiance will be here till West Coast. So they'll go to West Coast out there. We'll go to Rottnest Island, go check out the Quokkas. And then, they'll fly back to America essentially right after that.
And the vibe at the footy club, I mean, not only great moments for you two, Steele and yourself on the weekends, but another win on the board, you're sitting comfortably at the top of the table. Have you been at the footy club when it's felt like this before?
Probably not this successful this early, as far as the ladder goes. And, yeah, it's a good culture. Like, it's credit to Craig and, the coaching staff and what they put together. He's a phenomenal human, a great people person. I think that kind of shows throughout some of the videos that people have probably, seen over the last couple of years. And, it's a good place to be. I don't think you'll find too many players or anyone really that's, not happy with what's going on inside the four walls. And, that's a credit to Craig and what he's been able to build as a coach coming in. And, being able to do it that quickly is really impressive. So, it's pretty amazing what he's done.
Looks pretty good from afar, I must admit. It sounds pretty good inside the walls as well. And for your career, I mean, it hasn't been easy for you, let alone you've had to move halfway across the world, play a game you've never played before at the highest level possible. And you've had injury challenges, you've had contract challenges at times. But this recent eye situation, did you think that it might be the end for you?
Well, after I woke up blind, yeah.
That's a problem.
After a few surgeries and couldn't see, I kind of thought, if I can't see a football, there's definitely no chance I'll play another AFL game. So, credit to the doctors, though. I mean, one of those things that you have the surgery, you just have to put full faith in them. Like, you wake up and you can't see anything, and you're sitting in a dark room and, can't do much. And, gradually over the years, it's gotten better and better. And, I had a few more surgeries and whatnot. But, it's a medical marvel, some of the stuff I've had to go through. And you sit there and I'm sure you all probably had surgery. You sit on the operation table and you just wake up and things are fixed. And it's been pretty incredible what we can do now from a medical standpoint. And, I guess I'm somewhat of a benefactor of that. And, over the years, it's some crazy experiences I didn't wish to have. But, this is just part of the AFL. And as I say, that's footy.
Well, that's part of the rollercoaster. And you've stood up magnificently. And again, on the weekend with the two snags. That one little one-hander over the back of Big Ben McKay. Well, did you plan on that, or that just sort of happened?
No, I don't plan on anything. Really. I just rock up. They just kick it high. I just go for it. Pendle's great kick, and that was probably my only the extent of as far as I could reach. But it was a good little kick from the corner, and definitely enjoyed it with the crowd.
Extent you can reach, you need to touch the roof if you stand tall and put your arm in the air. You're not far off touching the roof there at Marvel Stadium. And I want to ask you too, I was reading with interest on your, now this is a dangerous game to play, the Wikipedia page, but I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to run with it.
This will be good.
Yeah. Did you go to school with Marcus Smart? Was he one of your teammates from the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, they're going to game 7, which is wild. But Marcus Smart was my high school and went to my college, so. Didn't play basketball in high school, but whenever I got to college, we crossed over for 2 years and played basketball together. So, kind of a crazy story with that. Like, Joel Embiid used to play back in the day in our conference, and Andrew Wiggins and a few other NBA stars. So it's pretty cool to see Mark being successful over there. And, hopefully Boston gets the win, I think tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah, tomorrow. Game 7 tomorrow. Yeah. Did he have the green hair at high school as well, or is this a new thing?
No. That's a Celtics thing. Bright orange was our color at college, so that would have been a hell of a sight to see. But he's a competitive beast. He's a freak. And in college, he used to do stuff. You just look at him and go, you shouldn't be here. Go to the next level. he's an insane athlete.
Well, we're happy you're here and you're at the next level playing the AFL and doing a great job. 100 games, mate. Congratulations on the achievement. It's quite remarkable in the grand scheme of things, and we are very, very pleased to celebrate it with you today. Go back to bed.
Thanks, legends. I appreciate it. Will do.
Good stuff, Mason Cox.